What's the challenge this week? The defense has been really good at home.
You know, they're playing really well at home. You look at some of the things they're doing on tape. They fly around. They make plays. They're physical, tough. And, you know, again, some of the things that, you know, kind of stand out, you know, it's their discipline. You know, they're going about doing it the right way. So for us, you know, the focus is always on us, what we do and how we go about doing it. So we have to continue to be disciplined. We have to execute in certain situations and make sure that, you know, we take full advantage of every opportunity that we have. And I think, you know, we've had so far a really good week of preparation. And I think we're excited about the opportunity to go in there and get this win.
Andrew, what has this week been like for Michael as a running back who now maybe has a little bit better feel? I assume, you know, it's got to be a world of difference from, you know, it's only a week difference, but right from the second week to the first in terms of comfort.
It definitely helps as far as that confidence going in, having a better understanding of his assignments and responsibilities. And then, you know, obviously getting an opportunity to, you know, take it from the classroom onto the practice field, that certainly helps get the timing down with the footwork, the reads. So I think he's coming along. And, you know, again, you know, at the end of the week, Coach McCarthy, he'll make a decide, you know, the plan for Christian, and we'll go from there.
Aaron had said, you know, with now having two traditional running backs again, maybe it'll open up some more effective play action plays, stuff like that. How is having two traditional backs maybe help with the balance of your offense?
It certainly helps. You know, obviously you want some balance, but at the same time, you want to do what's necessary in order to win the football game. It certainly opens up the opportunity for play action, pass, and things of that standpoint, keeps all of those type concepts, but the key is to just execute, take full advantage of the situation and make sure that, you know, we go out and we play to our standard.
Hey, Edgar, when you guys review, like, do you go back to Swartz at all during his time in, you know, Detroit or Buffalo, or do you kind of throw that away based on the amount of time?
No, you know, you go back and you learn from each and every opportunity, and certainly the number of times we faced his defense over in Detroit, you certainly just do not take that in consideration. You know, obviously, you know, he's in a situation now with the Eagles and their personnel, so you kind of look at everything and apply it moving forward.
Else? Well, their linebacker Hicks. Their middle line. What stands out about him? He's obviously got a bunch of pass breakups along with the tackles.
Really good player. You know, but you can say that about quite a few guys on their defense. You know, they have some playmakers, no doubt about that. And again, some of the things that kind of stand out is just their energy. They're physical. They fly around. Their pursuit and coverage is excellent. You know, so you know, it's going to be a great game.